I thought to myself, self, do gay people not see this? Do they not see how completely pandery all this retail commercial pandering is? A gay salad should not be any more colorful and full of antioxidants or any more, you know, anything that's more healthful than a straight salad. You know what I mean?
The Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Hey, y'all got any more of that common sense? It's another great week to do a deep dive.
We're going to go deep. We're going balls deep, you guys.
We're going balls deep into gayness is what we're doing.
We are.
Yeah, we said it. But first, we have to talk about pillows.
We do.
Which I guess could be related. I mean, you know, if you think about it. If you think about it, it could be related.
Just don't think about it.
Okay,
don't
think about it. We cannot stress enough how amazing MyPillow products are, especially the towels, personal favorite.
Oh, my God. You know, I think my personal favorite so far would be just the pillows. I would think they would be just the pillows. Right. The staple or the pillows. And then second would be the towels. Because you don't think that the towels are going to be like super absorbent. And then you get them. You're like, how can they be soft and absorbent? I don't know, self. And then you get like smacked upside the head with the MyPillow-ness.
Of the soft and yet absorbent material of the MyPillow towels.
Right.
They are amazing. The sheets, the Giza Dream sheets, amazing. The slippers with the kitten fur squeezy technology, amazing. And this month only, you can get the queen size pillows, like the MyPillow pillows, for just $29.98, which is amazing.
My God,
bargain.
Such a great deal. Y'all, you could put them in the washer and dryer. I mean, they're fantastic.
Yeah. Like, they're so easy. They get, like, all re-fluffified, and they're just amazing. King-size pillows, just $5 more. But you have to use code...
CHICKS. That's right.
And you can do that by calling 800-875-0513, or just go to MyPillow.com, use the code there. It's so easy, and you can get a discount on literally everything.
Even dog beds.
Oh my God, I forgot about the dog beds.
Exactly. Okay, so I was in the mall this weekend. I haven't been to a mall forever with my family.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. So we went to the mall. It was my husband's birthday, and so what better way to celebrate than to drag his ass to a mall, right?
Yeah.
Because he's the happiest when
he's
at a mall.
Wanted.
It's all he ever wanted to do was be dragged to a mall. So we went to the mall here, and we went to a mall in Killeen, Texas. It's a legit mall. It's not like super fancy. It's not like what you see in like Keystone Mall in Indianapolis, where they have like the high end, you know, Saks Fifth Avenues or anything like that. It's like your normal run of the mill, middle class mall, right?
Yeah. You got your Pennies.
Yeah. You got your Sears, your Pennies. And then like there's a Dillard's there, which I like Dillard's. It was there. It was fine. So we went into the mall. So we walked in there and we're going by, you know, your run of the mill stores, like your Gaps and your Abercrombie's, the Hollister, the stuff that's, you know, the teeny bopper kind of stores. Every store I walked by, it was like rainbow themed, everything. And then I remembered, oh, it's June. It's Pride Month, I guess, you know. So I started getting annoyed because, I mean, they're all pandering. I thought to myself, self, do gay people not see this? Do they not see how completely pandery all this retail commercial pandering is to them? I mean, because this is what they're doing. I mean, they're selling a bunch of garbage with just rainbow slapped on it. Everybody's doing this now, Mock. Like, everybody. Like, you know, there's New Balance shoes now. It used to be that New Balance was like the old man tennis shoe. And now New Balance, they have all this like rainbow stuff on their shoes.
Really?
Yeah, they have a rainbow shoe. You know, Nike's got a rainbow shoe, of course. Adidas has got a rainbow shoe. Puma's got rainbow everything, right? And so New Balance was like, ah, geez, I guess we got to do that. I guess we got to have
Well, that's the thing. Aren't they all, like, they're damned if they do, damned if they don't. Because if they don't do anything for Pride, then they're accused of not, that they don't care about Pride. But if they have the Pride, then they're also yelled at.
Right. So this is the thing. So everybody's doing it. Like, I started reading about like who actually does it, what brands do this and what I don't see a brand that doesn't do it. Right. It used to be that Williams-Sonoma was just like for preppy hipster Karens or something. Like, it's just you walk in there and I feel like I don't even know how to use any of this stuff because I don't. I mean, you know what I mean?
I have oven mitts from Williams-Sonoma.
Do you? Yeah.
And like oven mitts.
And like the apron that you're never going to use, but it looks really cute on like for Christmas pictures, like when you actually bake cookies with your mom. Yeah. But they have the Pride stuff. And then Crocs are now gay.
But what was the one that you were telling me earlier before we actually went live?
Oh, I'll get there. But they actually have Bombas. Have you heard of the Bombas socks?
Those Bombas
where they give like half their proceeds to people without socks. They have gay socks. They have like the LGBT socks now where they give proceeds to gay homeless people. But I don't know how they find that out. Like, do they look at a homeless person and say, hey, you're homeless. Are you also gay? Because we want to.
If so, like, here's some money.
And like that homeless person is just going to be like, I just want socks, man. You know what I mean? Like right now, I'm not thinking about my sexuality.
I think they give to organizations, right? Like their proceeds go to certain organizations that then purport to help gay people specifically.
But I
or
think
LGBTQ
that, I swear
people.
That, but is it like homeless LGBT people? So there's that. And then there's another one that I saw. Just Salad is a place. And they have what's called.
How do you gayify a salad?
Just wait. It's called, I'm not kidding. They have a thing called the Big Gay Garden Salad. I'm not even kidding.
That is not a thing.
It's a thing. It's the Big Gay Garden Salad. I don't know what
makes it. Is
it
super colorful?
Perhaps. But why can't straight people have just a, why is a garden salad, if it is more colorful, why wouldn't a street salad also be colorful? Because I feel like if it's going to be healthy, it should just be healthy. And a gay salad should not be any more colorful and full of antioxidants or any more, you know, anything that's more healthful than a straight salad. You know what I mean? What makes it gay? What makes the salad gay? Tell me, Mom.
Well, the question is, can a straight person order said salad?
That's a fantastic question. That's a really
great. I mean, because I would eat it. If it looked good, I would eat
me
a big
too.
Gay salad.
I would eat a big gay garden salad, too. I'd probably add some meat, you know?
I would, bet the meat is included.
I would probably. Okay, speaking of meat, this is the big one that I saw that I can't believe that we missed. Because now when you and I were on local radio in Indianapolis back in 2015, I can't believe we missed this. But this is around the time where the Supreme Court, you know, they passed, there was legislation on gay marriage, as you recall, in 2015.
Yes. It was a big fucking deal, as I recall Joe Biden saying.
Yes, it was. Now, Chipotle, which I love Chipotle, they had a campaign that it was simply homoestas.
Now, I cannot believe that this is real.
This is a real thing. You can look it up. You can look it up. And they had, there was a picture, right? There was a taco and there was a burrito. It was a taco on one side, a burrito on the other side. One side said, I eat tacos. The other side said, I eat burritos. So picture that in your mind. Taco, what do you think that looks like? Burrito, what do you think that looks like? You see where I'm going here? It's kind of naughty. So the campaign was homoestas. I eat tacos. Yeah. I eat burritos. Now, some people were like, this is so distasteful. Like, this is not okay. I saw in some of the comments where they were like, listen, I'm gay and this is not cool. Like,
oh, really? I wondered if how the LGBT community reacted to that campaign.
Well, I think the ones with class were like, this is not okay. And like,
honestly, I think it's hilarious. Like, I love this campaign.
I probably would have worn a shirt that said homoestas. You know, and the thing is, I'm sure
do that.
Well, I guess I can't. This is the question. Can I? Because it's for sale and they're marketing towards everybody. Right. Because this is the question. I'm walking through the mall with my kid. They're marketing to my kids now. They're marketing to this gay stuff is marketed to everybody. So why can't I wear a shirt that says homoestas? Why can't I? Because it's funny. We think it's funny.
Funny.
It's kind of funny, right? And the thing is, like Nickelodeon, they're advertising now to my 11-year-old daughter. And if she were younger, it would be, I mean, if she were watching Nickelodeon at 4, 5, 6, 7, you know, whatever years old, they're marketing gayness, LGBTness to my kid now. This is what they're doing on these channels. They're marketing that whole community and sexuality, frankly, to kids. Why are they doing that? Why are they doing
that?
Well,
and how did they co-opt the rainbow? I don't know the history of that anyway. I know a lot of pride stuff, like merch, includes the rainbow stuff on it.
Right.
And it almost seems like that itself is geared towards kids. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like happy rainbow. Like, I don't even know when that began or how it began.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like they're also mad at what they're calling rainbow capitalism. So again, these companies can't win. So if they engage in selling pride merch, then they get accused of rainbow capitalism and they're criticized by the LGBT community for co-opting their culture. It's almost like a cultural cultural appropriation that they're making money off of. And so now there are some in the activist community who are mad when people try to celebrate Pride Month. So, like, you cannot win.
Oh, my God. Like, pick a lane.
Right?
Pick a lane. It's like, what do you want?
Do you want the month recognized? Do you not want it recognized?
Right. And then do you want it normalized with kids because it's all over Nickelodeon and like all these channels that are for children? Because now it's like LGBTQIA, which you have to remind me. What is
plus, plus, plus. Don't forget the plus. Doesn't really end.
Because it's LGBT. We know what LGBT is. Q is queer. I is right. Intersectional.
Intersex.
Intersex. What is that?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That's like that's the actual biological malfunction where you're actually born with both reproductive organs or some or a combination of both.
OK, so it's what people used to think Jamie Lee Curtis was.
Wait, it used to be called hermaphrodite.
Right. That's what I'm asking.
People thought right? Jamie Lee Curtis was a hermaphrodite.
Yeah. Remember that was like a big rumor back. Don't you remember
that? I
totally
don't. Like, no. How do I not know this?
Don't you remember?
Oh, my God. I never knew that.
Yeah, it was like a rumor back in the day. I mean, it's not true, but that used to be like a huge rumor.
Well, that's intersex, essentially, is what used to be known as hermaphrodite.
And then A is ally, right?
A is ally, or it also can be asexual, because there are some people who just have no sexuality whatsoever. They just don't care about it.
Wait,
which
so it
seems like a disorder.
Wait, so you're like
no offense.
Okay, so that, first of all, that is a problem to me because that A then signifies two things. And that to me is a problem because I'm very organized. I feel like it should just be one thing.
In fact, some of the letters mean more than one. It's not, I think the I also has a double meaning. Like it's not just intersex. There's also something else that it stands for. And I can't remember what it is. But yeah, definitely the A has, it stands for multiple things.
All right, that's not okay. Okay, well, that's what it is. But it's everywhere. Like even kind bars are also, they. If you look at like the packaging during the month of June, it'll be a rainbow packaging. So food has sexuality connected to it, which I think that's what is so weird to me. When it comes right down to it, this is all about who you choose to sleep with.
Right.
And we're connecting things with sexuality, which is just so odd to me. It's just, it's so odd that we're doing this. And then we're.
Well, and if you think about it, the fact that this is celebrated as pride, as if there is something that you need to be proud about being sexually attracted to one sex or another, the whole concept of being proud of that is also right. Super weird.
And then it's not just being attracted to somebody of the same sex anymore, it's all of these letters. And right. Then they keep getting added on to, and it's like, it's transgenderism, which used to be something that we would be like, okay, well, there's a mental issue there. And then that was taken out of the DSM-R, years ago? Isn't that right?
That it's no longer a mental disorder? Yes.
Right.
It's, mm-hmm. I mean, there is still something called gender dysphoria, but not all trans people suffer from it.
Right.
So that's why they're trying to remove the stigma of that being a mental disorder. One of the companies that I don't think is doing anything specific about pride is Chamonix. Okay, so last week we sang that, so now we've got this theme song. Chamonix, skincare has new meaning to me. I have a whole new song, though. I have a whole new song.
You're going to throw me off.
Okay, but you're going to know it right away. Do you remember from Xanadu? Chamonix,
yes.
The wheels are in motion. And remember, we got to use this. We got to use Chamonix, the wheels are in motion, on your skincare. This is the new thing, you guys. Chamonix has this amazing line called GenuCell, and it has plant stem cell technology in it, which is amazing for skin.
Listen, the rest of me has fallen apart, but my skin is looking pretty good.
I mean, their products are freaking amazing. They have, by the way, like a My Favorite Products package. And if you go to lovegenucell.com/chicks and you put our promo code CHICKS, right in there, you're going to get 10% off no matter what you order. But if you order the most popular products package, you also get for free the Zotique Deep Correcting Serum. And that's the stuff that I feel like has made such a massive difference. You get that for free when you get the most popular package. I don't know why you wouldn't want to do that. It's lovegenucel.com/chicks.
It's liquid gold, you guys. Liquid gold. Yeah.
It is amazeballs.
So listen, I feel like there's no escape from this stuff. It's not only just the advertisements, but like when you have children's programming celebrating it with SpongeBob, it's really hard to escape. I mean, I guess you just turn off TV. I guess as a mom, that's what you do. But when you walk through a mall and it's everywhere, it's really hard. What are you supposed to do? Not leave your house? You know, I can't do that. I'm not going to just not leave my house. And I have no problem with, you know, listen, it's not like I'm not against gay people. I'm not against that. I'm not against it at all. I have no problem with people living their lives the way they want to live their lives. I guess I have a problem with the fact that it's like, it's literally being shoved down people's throats in marketing. And I would imagine that gay people at some point, or people that are in this community at some point, would be like, we're being used, you know,
and
we're being
Some of them are, to the extent that they're mad at these companies for engaging in rainbow capitalism. So some,
right.
but it's the reason for their anger is so dumb. I mean, like, you cannot have it all the ways. You cannot demand approval from everybody, including companies, and then get mad when they demonstrate approval. Like, I don't. Just because they're making money on it doesn't necessarily mean that's a bad thing. Why can't they engage in capitalism? I don't understand that. But that is a thing. Now, people are saying, well, if they're only supporting Pride during Pride Month, then that's bad. They should be supporting gay people all around.
Oh,
all right.
My God.
So all year round, they can sell rainbow stuff. You're still going to get mad that they're making money on it. So I don't see how that helps anything.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
A lot of these companies are starting to do that stuff. Like, you know, Abercrombie or Hollister? I can't remember which one it is. I think it may be Hollister. Oh, God, I can't remember which one. They run together, those two stores. But one of them does what's called the Trevor Project, which is a fund. And so when you buy clothing there, you can kick in a little extra money and it goes to the LGBTQ community. I do that every once in a while. Like, it's like you kick in an extra dollar or whatever if you're there. And so they do it all year round. It's like literally like a charity organization. So, I mean, it's a lot of these companies are already doing this sort of thing for that community. So they do it all year round. And then they also get this extra month. I mean, it's like, so they're doing it. They're doing it all year round.
Right.
So for them to be like, they're somehow doing like, this is a bad thing for them to capitalize during this one month and then have all this extra push. It's sort of ridiculous for them to be complaining when they've made this bet. Yeah, because they've demanded it. They've demanded the special treatment. They've demanded the attention. They've demanded the love and the attention and, you know, the acceptance and the approval and the accolades. They've gotten, this is what they're getting. You're going to get it. You're getting it from the corporate community. And the corporate community, that's what they do. Their sole intent is to make money. That's what they're going to do. And they're going to do it on the backs of you.
And I don't necessarily see that as a terrible thing. I think it's, you know, capitalism is great all the way around. Right. And if there's a market for something and somebody provides that need, more power to them. Not everything is about the cause. So, you know, people can be like, they can reserve their anger for companies who aren't donating and they're taking 100% of the profits. I don't care. If there was some sort of something about me that was like, that there was a product made from based on, I don't know what, like the fact that I don't know, that I have a red skin tone. If there was like some sort of red thing that people could sell based on my skin tone, I'm not going to be like, you should contribute to people who are ruddy. I don't care. Make the money however you're going to make it. Like, this is not, I don't know why people get so bent out of shape about this stuff, but they really, really do. And there's this quote that I saw in one article that one guy was like, that feeling like you're being used in this way and exploited and taken advantage of would contribute to that feeling that your identity is somehow something you're not in control over.
Oh my God.
People market pride stuff.
But the problem is with this community is that they make their sexuality their identity.
Right.
That's the problem.
Exactly.
Therein lies the difference between straight people and gay people. And I've had this, I mean, I've had this fight with people in my family who are gay. Like, they hate me now because I've pointed this out to them. Like, we're not talking now because of it, because I've said to them flat out, you make this your identity. Whereas as straight people, I don't do that.
Right.
And so therein lies the difference. Don't do that. Because
it should be the least interesting thing about
you is your sexuality. Yeah. So why is it that a lot of gay people do that? Why is it that a lot of people in this LGBT community make it the most integral part of themselves?
Right.
Why do they do that?
Because the gay people that I love best are the ones that
don't
make it a thing. Like, I don't give a crap.
I
just be gay and shut up.
Yeah. I don't care who you go to bed with. Right. So, I mean, this is the thing. And conservative gay people are like that.
Yeah, exactly. They don't make it their identity.
They don't. Mm-mm.
They're not constantly thinking about their meat.
That's right.
I know you love meat, and you were making fun of me because, you know, we're very, very excited now to talk about Omaha Steaks and this amazing Father's Day package that they have called the Get Out and Grill Assortment, which comes with 20 different entrees, all different kinds of meat, all different kinds of sides, desserts, everything. So perfect for Father's Day. And you made fun of me the last time I talked about it because I like to attach songs. I like to attach theme songs to everything, and I thought it could be really fun to say steak, steak, steak.
Steak, 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 steak.
Steak, steak your booty. I love that. I love it. And you were like, no, stop it. Stop it.
No.
And so I was like, stick it off. And you made me mad about that.
No,
too.
It's not going to work. No.
Really? What about it's all about that steak, bat that steak, bat that steak. No, vegan.
That's okay.
Nope.
That's okay. No, I like that. No, I like that one. I like the whole no vegan part. I like that.
Right? I made that up.
I like
anyway,
that.
It's important, right, that people keep on eating all the meat because you're an American and it is your right to do so. And if you're going to eat meat, why would you not get it delivered right to your door from one of the greatest companies ever, Omaha Steaks?
Right. And you guys, they have a package. You can do it for Father's Day. You still have time to do it. Plus, you can get these amazing apple tartlets if you've never tried them.
Favorite.
They go really well with the steak. They're so good.
And all you have to do is go to omahasteaks.com and just put the code
checks
in the search field. When you put it in the search field, it automatically brings up this specific package, the Get Out and Grill Assortment. And if you order that on that, like after you put in the code CHICKS on that website, you will also get 4 New York strip burgers for absolutely free with that already amazing package. So you should do that right now. OmahaSteaks.com, put code CHICKS in the search field.
Chicks,
it will change your life. It will change your life. Hey, I have great news. Great news.
Tell me.
It appears that the Apple Podcast platform is working again, which means that people can now leave nice comments and reviews for our podcast on that platform again, and we have one.
Oh, yay. Tell me.
So this one comes from Jam8485. And they write 5 stars and only 5 stars. I love listening to you gals on the podcast and daily show in the mornings. You always make me smile and laugh, and you can never get enough of that. If by chance you get a few reviews from me that are less than 5 stars, they are not intentional. I blame the app's review program because every time I tapped a star, it showed as being submitted. No way did I even consider giving you less than all 5 stars.
5 stars.
5 stars. So I'm going to just assume that anytime anyone has ever given us less than 5 stars, it's been because of this issue.
Right. We always are going to get 5 stars no matter what. Totally. Yeah.
Anyway,
I highly
encourage people to leave reviews and comments. We love getting them. And it also helps the podcast grow. And we appreciate that.
Yes, we totally do. Okay, you guys, where are all the places that you can find us? First and foremost, you need to go to our website. Every single day, you should be going there. It's chicksontheright.com. And that is where you can find all of the things. You can find all the links to all, especially this podcast, which you should be subscribing to if you've not subscribed to already. what are you doing with your life? So do that immediately. And then on top of that, you can find us on Facebook and a couple different places. Like we have an insiders group. If you're not a part of that, it's a really cool group of people who are like-minded. There are no trolls there. So you can sign up for that. And then we also have a Facebook group and then obviously our regular Facebook page. And then in addition to that, we are on all of the social media, Instagram at Chicks on Right, Twitter at Chicks on Right, Parler at Chicks on Right. Where else, Mock? What am I missing?
Rumble on Chicks on at Chicks on Right.
Okay.
And then also we have our YouTube channel. So if you're interested in watching these shows versus just listening to these shows, then we do our morning daily dish, which is all video and audio. And you can find that at the Mock and Daisy Show YouTube channel.
Yes. Those are the places. And until next week, have a wonderful week. We will talk to you then. Bye.
Democrats are flipping out over election integrity again. Inflation is still on the rise, and the World Health Organization says it is stigmatizing to name COVID variants after the places they were found. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll deliver the good, bad, and often crazy news of the day for conservatives and hopefully keep you laughing along the way. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch at Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts.